These are my tools I use at work. I got 26 tools in here, and they do a lot for me. I carry them around wherever I go. About 80% of the time, I can get the job done with them. Well, recently, and they're not my favorite tools. I got other tools. They're all over the place. But recently, I lost two of them. One of them was this one, and one of them was this one. One I misplaced, the other one I kind of lost. But a scripture came to mind when I did that. And it is in, let me see here, Matthew 15. Or not Matthew, Luke, I'm sorry. Luke 15. Let's see here. 15:3. So he told them this parable. What man among you who has 100 sheep and loses one of them does not leave the other 99 in an open field and go after the lost one until he is found? And when he is found, he rejoices. When he has found it, he rejoices, joyfully puts it on his shoulders and comes home calling his friends and neighbors together, saying to them, rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in the same way, there is more joy in heaven when one sinner repents over 99 who does not need repentance. Now, these two tools look average to you guys, but they're special to me. I got other screwdrivers. This is a screwdriver. It's a convertible. So I open up, I got all kinds of different stuff. This was the first tool I got when I started my job in maintenance, long, 15 years ago, from my first boss. He gave it to me, said, here, use this. And it's so handy. It's a handy tool to have. And I've made my living with this one. This one, my dad gave me when I first started. And it's been through a lot. I got saw marks on it where I probably abused it, where I've done things. I've got different tools, like these, that I can replace them with. But they mean something to me. So what I do, I put the rest of the tools away where I knew they were safe, and I went hunting for these other tools. I went looking for them because they mean something to me. And I believe that's what this scripture means. That one person means something to God. So he's going to put the rest of them away where he knows they're safe and go find the other one. The lost coin. What woman who has 10 silver coins and does not lose one, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully and find it? That coin has value to that woman. She's got 9 other ones that she puts away. She knows where they're at, and she goes looking for that other one. And that's just like the person that, maybe backslides from God or, coming to the Lord. That person has value to God, no matter what anybody else thinks. Just like these two tools have value to me. I use these every day. Somebody else uses other things in their job every day that has value to them that, might not mean much to me in what I'm doing. So I just want to encourage you, you're valuable to God. No matter where you're at, he's going to find you. He's going to look for you. And just this scripture meant a little more to me, just thinking about how I lost these things and they meant something to me, it's personal to me, and then I had to go out and find them and track them down and get them back into my tool pouch where they're useful again. And we were talking about that today about, in Sunday school, about people being useful, fruitfulness, and how God has specific jobs for you to do. Just like these tools have specific jobs that I need them for. Some's for electrical, some's for plumbing, floors, lockers. Anything that I do at school or at work, I work at a high school, they have a specific job to do where another tool isn't going to be useful. So, you know, they all have an individual use, and I can't use other ones just like you. You guys got a usefulness that God needs you that somebody else cannot do. And, you know, that's what I get out of these classes today, and I just want to encourage you that you're an individual and you mean something to God, and he wants you where he has you, and keep pushing into him. So thank you.